On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we're talking about a fun event coming up this very weekend, the Woodman Aquatic Center Adult Prom Fundraiser Masquerade. It's coming up Saturday from 7 until 11 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And joining us today in the studio, Liz Perkins from Southwest Partners and Sheila Troxell, volunteer extraordinaire, is here today. Liz, it sounds like it's a really fun event you have planned again this year.
Yes, we plan this event. We have it every other year, and people have asked to have it every year, but there's a lot of planning and a lot of donors give to this event, so we like to spread it out every 2 years and make it exciting for everyone. This will be the fourth adult prom that we've hosted.
Okay, so it has been 2 years since you've done this.
Yes, we take a break, get the momentum going again, give people time to plan and plan it for their summers. You know, before I picked the date, I knew when to start picking the date because people are reaching out to me, when are you having that? I don't want to be gone on vacation. So I tried to pick a date sooner this year so that they could plan around this event.
Plan around it. Well, that's awesome. And certainly masquerade is the theme. So are we going, all dolled up and maybe incognito?
It is up to you if you want to wear a mask or not.
Okay.
I have 50 masks that will be at the door as you come in. If you're one of the first 50 people and you don't have a mask, you're welcome to take one. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's okay too. But we like to have a theme for each of the proms. And this year, the theme is masquerade. And I think it'll be fun to see people all dressed up, whether they wear masks or not. It'll be great to have them there.
You just want people to show up, whether they're in costume or dressed up or not, right?
Yes. This event is first and foremost about raising money for the second slide at the Aquatic Center. When we had the Aquatic Center built in our community, it was always a vision to have that second slide. And it was even built to have that second slide. But we had to downsize just to stay within the budget that they had asked. But we said that we would raise money for this just to have an addition and keep it an exciting place.
So you have the fund started for the second slide. Have you made progress on that?
Yes. So this every prom that we've had has gone towards this account to have money for this slide. And we average about $10,000 in adult proms. So I think roughly around $30,000 so far. And then hopefully this next one will get us close to the $40,000 mark.
It's been a busy place, the Woodman Aquatic Center, this summer, hasn't it?
Yes. The weather, the rain that we all talk about lately has been a little bit of a damper. But, it's still a booming place. And I love to drive by it either on my lunch break just to see it packed and full of families and daycares and kids. And it really has become a place where families go. You know, it used to be kind of, before it was built, just a few kids would trickle in the summer. And right now there's people coming from all over the place, not just Richland Center. So it definitely is the vision that we hope for, and we're so thankful to have it.
The slide, as you mentioned, it's going to be maybe a little bit different than the one that's previously there then.
Yes. So the second slide that is planned for is a body slide, a runout slide, and is meant for all ages, but the current slide we have, you have to be a certain height, and that's always sad when there's smaller kids there that maybe are a little too old for that froggy slide, but a little too young for that yellow slide. So we'd really like to get that for all ages so that they're having fun and not just watching their big brother or big sister go down and have a good time. Sheila has shared a story about her grandson. Maybe I'll let her talk about it, but it's exactly why we need it.
Yeah, Sheila, this is a great thing for all ages. And if you get this slide, it'll guarantee everybody can have a good time there on the slide.
It is. So my grandson, Graham, he is 6, and I go to Reedsburg. They live over between Reedsburg and Baraboo, and they always want to come to the pool. So I drive over there, pick him up, bring him back. And every time he comes, he goes over to the height to see if he's now tall enough. And he's like, Grandma, am I tall enough? And I'm like, you're not quite tall enough. But it's really hard to watch him because he wants to go down it so bad, but he's just too small. So it'll be so much fun for him to go. And my other grandson, when I left the house this morning, I said, I'm going to talk about the new slide at the Aquatic Center. And he's like, oh, Grandma, we're getting another slide. Will it be orange? He's so excited. So, I mean, the kids just love it. I mean, they love coming here and they love going to the pool.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a commitment to drive them here. You're kind of, Grandma's taxi service there, I guess.
It takes about 4 hours by the time I get them over and get them back. But, it's worth every minute to spend. And I think that's the big thing, just watching the families and just the pure joy that they're together and they're not on their you know, phones or anything like that. They're just having fun in the pool and meeting up with friends and, you know, learning how to swim. They're ice showing me how much better they can swim each time, that they don't need to wear the little tubies on their
floaties,
arms. Floaties, yeah, on their arms. And so they're, you know, they're really proud of that. And then just watching the kids go off the diving board and just, you know, it's just such a great community, you know, area to assemble at.
A lot of things go on there, too, not just young people going there to swim. We were talking before we went on the air, but adults have been using this summer as well.
Yeah, if you go up, I think the hours are between 10 and noon, and it's the adult walk, and then they walk the lazy river. And they're there the whole time, and again, it's just people coming together, and they talk, and it's a lot of fun. And then I know my son, Andy, the football coach, he takes his players sometimes, and then they turn up the resistance and have them walk against the current, because let me tell you, like, my grandkids think it's real funny to get ahead of me and I'm trying to catch them, and they're that's got a lot of strength to it, and so it's really a great workout.
Yes, it is. Thinking outside the box for those conditioning things. I love
exactly
that. So, good deal. Well, you, of course, I introduced you as a volunteer for a lot of other things as well, but Kiwanis, I know, is near and dear to you. And how did the recent event go for the Pancakes for Backpacks?
It was great. I think we raised close to $2,000, and it will all go back to the backpacks and school supplies, so a lot of kids and families will take advantage of that. And I think for me, that's why I love getting involved with the community events, because it's really such a great way to watch the community comes together. Whenever there is an event or a fundraiser or anything like that, you can always count on Richland County to come together. I don't care if it's the dairy breakfast or whatever. They just come and they support. And I just I think that's why I'm so proud of living here.
The next step for the backpacks is the sign up then, I'm guessing?
Yep, it'll be the sign up, and there'll be 2 days for that, and then we'll assemble them, and a lot of times we'll work like with the Boy Scouts or with the Kiwanis members, and then it's quite an assembly to watch that be put together, because you have to do different grades because they need different supplies, and then we'll have them all packed up, and then there'll be a couple of disbursement dates, and then they'll come and pick them up.
That's a pet project of the Kiwanis, isn't it?
It is.
Summer.
It is. Yeah. It's That's near
awesome.
And dear.
Good deal. Back to the subject, the Woodman Aquatic Center Adult Prom fundraiser. I know you've been working hard to get some items for a silent auction. And how's that going?
Really good. And in fact, I brought with me one of the hot items.
Ooh.
Is I have a 6-pack of Ski Pop, and this is chilled. I chilled it just for you, Phil.
Really?
So I just didn't know if you wanted to make a silent auction bid.
I might do that.
It was, it was quite interesting to get this. So
yeah,
I thought of you, and I thought
that's awesome.
Big bucks could roll in here.
Huh. But if I bid on it today, I don't get it today, though, right? I got to wait till Saturday. See if
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was going to bring some raisins, too, but
raisins?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I said, you know, there's two things Phil's known for, Ski Pop and that he hates raisins.
I'll pay you to take them, you know. That might be a good fundraiser, too.
Eat them for you.
There's a lot of different things. We've got some Jeremy and Jamie Pauls. They donated 2 outdoor camping rocking chairs, Center Cinema, a 1-year family pass. Betsy Raisler and her family, they have a sky chair, which is really cool. Wild Hills Winery basket. Robin's Nest donated a beautiful spinner. Walsh's Ace Hardware, they have a grill and a gift card. Sleepy Hollow has a Yeti cooler. Tiny Acres, a basket. Kelly's Creations, there's just tons of baskets, lots of gift cards. The businesses, and I'm always very respectful of that. Having been a business owner for a lot of years, you do get asked a lot. And so I'm very respectful of these businesses, because time and time again, they just always donate or they always give. I just can't say enough about supporting the local businesses, because this is where it pays off and comes back, and it comes right back to our community.
Yeah, that's guaranteed money for the slide then. Anybody bids anything on any of those items,
that
right?
Is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Some really nice things there that people can bid on.
Yes.
When does the bidding start then on Saturday night?
I'll let Liz
handle
it.
I can take it from there. So the silent auction runs most of the evening. Towards the end of the evening, we'll announce when we're closing it. And the live auction we have usually typically between 9:30 and 10 o'clock. And just a few items. We don't want to stop people from dancing too long. But there are some things that we just want to bring attention to and would hopefully help us raise more funds towards this account for the slide. So like I said, the silent auction goes out through most of the night. So if you trickle in at 9, you still have a chance. If you trickle in at 7, you can just keep an eye on those things all night if you really are eyeing something up that you do want. But otherwise, there's dancing going on throughout the night. There's light hors d'oeuvres there. I know a lot of people like to make this a big deal and go out to eat with their friends or their spouse or their significant other. But when you get there, you will see some light hors d'oeuvres. You'll see some desserts from Christy Sunnyside that will be included. And then later in the evening, we put some pizzas out too. So $25 a ticket for a person to get in, but it does include dancing, entertainment, and some light snacks throughout the night.
Yeah, you get hungry after you've been dancing for a little
bit. You do, right? Yes, especially us adults, I think. and the hours are 7 to 11, so we try to honor that. I know as we get older, you know, we don't want to stay out too late, but we want to go out, you know, just a little bit. So 7 to 11, snacks throughout the night. There'll be, you know, drinks there too that you can purchase, but it's just a great time to come with a friend group if you don't have anybody to go with. There's people that have come, just wanted to come and check it out on their own and felt like dressing up. And if they look like they're, you know, feeling out of place, I can usually spot them and say, do you want to help? You know, and often they will, or I'll just help them find a seat by a group. And I think people have ended up having a lot of fun. So
yeah, there's plenty of things that can be helped with as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, we'll have a 50-50 raffle going on throughout the night. And, you know, just checking those silent auctions and refilling the desserts and the snack area. So if you want to help too, you want to come check it out, but you'd like a job instead of just sitting, you know, reach out to Sheila or I and we can find something for you to help with too.
Would you like to talk about any of the live auction items that you have?
So one that has just come in is a hunting trip to South Africa. So that will be for a 5-day hunting trip will be offered up for 2 to 6 hunters. And it includes lodging, meals, and all beverages while you're there. And then you do have to pay for your own airfare to get there. So that's super exciting. It also includes $1,000 towards trophy fees, up to $500 towards taxidermy per hunter. So we've had this in the past and it's gone really well. And I was thankful they reached out to me again and said, would you like this? And so if you're a big hunter or you want to take a trip to South Africa, come and bid at the live auction.
You have something for everyone, and I'm guessing especially a lot of gentlemen might be interested in that.
That's what I've heard. So there is something for everyone, and you know, smaller silent auction items where you want to just contribute a little. There's some bigger ones. Tiffany Lemke has made a big portrait that has gone really well of a Highlander, and we'll have that again. So I remember some ladies fighting for that at the last live auction and bidding against each other. And it's just it's a very striking picture.
Tell me about the musical chairs, Van. How does that work?
So this is just, I don't know how we even started with this. I think it was a dream that I came up with some night when we first had the first adult prom. But we have some very beautiful cakes decorated by some local bakers. Kim Rotheray, Becky Hofer, and Quinn Blair of Blair Bakery have each donated a cake. And what you do is you pay to play. You pay $10 to have a seat in the musical chairs, and it is actual musical chairs, and you're basically fighting for this cake of your choice. You sign up for which one you think you want, but they wear their high heels or they kick them off, and there's ladies and gentlemen that are all dressed up, but they are going all out to take these cakes home with them. And I don't blame them because they're beautiful and they're delicious. I think I won one at the first prom and then it got a little wild and I just decided to step out and make sure all was well and nobody got hauled off in an ambulance.
There has been a little cheating going on. I've seen
cheating.
That too. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yes,
yeah,
there I think others have tried to bring their chair with them and carry it as they walk around the circle. But it is musical chairs just as you played as a child, but you're playing it as an adult against adults. Dressed up for cake.
I'm guessing your son, Coach Troxell, could probably supply some moves for some of these people, because it probably gets kind of rough, doesn't it?
Well, I did notice he kind of picked up his chair and carried it last time.
Oh.
And the DJ told him he had to put it down. they go all out. And some of the teachers, they're in it to win it.
To get the cake.
Yeah.
Can they eat it then that night then?
I have seen that happen.
I have
seen them open up the box and take it out. And they some share, some don't. They just couldn't wait till they got home. That is probably one of the most exciting things and what's bringing people back is musical chairs for cake. I never would have thought it, but it's exciting.
Yeah, it's something fun and unique, isn't it?
And we have a great DJ.
Yes, yep. Dustin Wanless has been our DJ the past couple proms, and he always has some fun games, too, and just to keep people entertained. But an adult prom is a little different than maybe your high school prom, that everybody just kind of lets their hair down. They're there with the people they want to be, and there's no judging. You come in whatever makes you feel good. If it's a long dress, a short dress, dress pants, you know, whatever makes you feel good that night, that's what we want to see you in. And people do seem to follow that. I've seen all different things. So,
does it cost money to play the game, such as musical chairs?
The musical chairs does. So it's $10 to enter.
Okay.
So things like that do. And obviously the 50-50 if you'd like to do that. And we often have other games throughout the night. They're not too expensive to play because we want you to have fun. But it is a fundraiser. So we have to keep that in mind. Like, we are doing this for a cause. There are times you may want to bring a little cash to play some of the games.
And for the silent auction, Sheila, do we get a number, or do we just write our name down when we're bidding on those items?
We're going to do the number, because sometimes I think too, people get, if you're bidding against your friends or whatever, when you write your name down, then they don't want to, you know, go against the friends, where a number, you don't know who it is. So, you know, it gets, you know, then people have no remorse.
Sure, they don't. Yeah. Or they try to run somebody up a little bit, something they know they want.
Exactly. But it is amazing as people, they just kind of like walk by and then they walk by again. They're just scanning to make sure they're still the high bidder. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. All Saturday night. We have a little bit more to talk about. We'll be back with more on the morning show after this time out as we speak about the Woodman Aquatic Center Adult Prom Fundraiser coming up this Saturday night. The Adult Prom Fundraiser Masquerade is coming up on Saturday night, and we're continuing our conversation here in the morning show with Liz Perkins and Sheila Troxell. So if I'm interested in going to the prom, Liz, where do I get tickets at?
There are a few different venues you can go to. You can go to Wallace Cupernelli Insurance, Dreams Bridal, Court & Main, or the Community Center. And they'll be available till about Friday afternoon, I'd say around 4 o'clock, and then I'll pick them up. You can also purchase them at the door. It's the same price. We just preferred people to buy them ahead of time because then we know how much to get for snacks and food out. So we welcome, if it's a last-minute decision on a Saturday night and you want to buy a ticket, you can come and purchase one at the door.
Right at the door. So
yes.
That makes it pretty easy as well.
Yep. You can get ahead of time or purchase at the door.
All right. Same price then?
Same price.
Oh, that's a really good deal.
It is.
Another thing that we didn't talk about is the new slide. And I could name that after myself if I wanted to, right, Sheila? If the price was right?
You absolutely can, Phil. But that is something that the slide, if you would like to have naming rights to the slide, we can work that out, and you can pay the money to have it named after your family or your business or, you know, whatever your preference is. We also have, when you enter the Woodman Aquatic Center and you walk down the hallway as you're heading towards the bathrooms and showers, really take a look on the left-hand side. There's all the bubbles that are there, and the bigger the bubble, then the bigger the donor was. But really take a good hard look at all the names and that are along there that have given. And if you're a family and you would like to donate and you want to bubble with your name on it, you know, just contact one of us and we can make that happen, because we've got a long hallway to fill and we can add bubbles to it.
Okay, so that's an ongoing process as well.
That is an ongoing thing.
Ah.
And I've seen a lot of times families come together, because maybe one family, it's too much, you know, to do it by themselves. But I have seen a lot of families come together and then they donate it after the family or maybe a memory of someone, you know, things like that. There's just all kinds of possibilities.
Sure, an estate, you know, donation and things like that, too.
Absolutely.
So keep them in mind. It seems like only yesterday that the Aquatic Center was just a dream, and now it's serving the community and several communities, too, right?
They just, everyone comes from all over. And I mean, and they make that trip. I mean, it's not just like, you know, maybe once a week. A lot of times families come, you know, daily. So it is. I mean, it's just a huge draw. And I think what's so cool is just watching, you know, friends being made there and people interacting together. And it's the cutest thing that the green slide is named after Pat Elliott. And the frog's name is Elliott. And but, you know, Pat donated so many just years of trying to put it together and things. And Liz was such a, you know, I don't know, leader in getting it done. I can still remember when they were up there and took the picture of them going to break ground. But, you know, what is kind of deceiving is the pool that was there. Actually, the new aquatic center sits in the same footprint, but yet it looks so much bigger. But, you know, one of the things is, like, for me, the zero entry, that is really helpful for people that can walk right in and not have to try to step off of a ledge or something like that. And, you know, when you get little kids going, I mean, they can move pretty fast. And when you're older and you're trying to catch them, you can't move as fast as they can go.
Sure.
But there's just so many things that, you know, it was just time, you know, for the aquatic center to be put in, and it's just really been a great thing.
I'm going to write that down for Triviathon, the name of the frog as Elliott, huh?
Yes, okay. Elliott.
That's a good trivia question. If someone, Liz, would like to just donate, maybe they can't make it to the prom on Saturday. Can they do that?
Yes, they can. They could, I can give my email out, lizperkins721@gmail.com, or you can call me 608-604-7609. I'm using the next 2 days to go out and collect items that people have said they'd donate, so I'm willing to come to you if you have something that you'd like to give, or if you'd like to just give a cash donation to this event. We've had several people just willing to be part sponsors in this, because we truly want to make it everything that comes in goes to this slide. So first and foremost, thank you to Southwest Partners. Thank you to the Phoenix Center. Greg and Amy have been wonderful to work with. They're all very helpful in this event. TNT Gymnastics, they help us with the decorations, so we're not purchasing a bunch of things. And then other people have just given money towards the event. Dance Elite, Jones Chevrolet, Cole Muth is helping with some of the lighting, Dustin Wanless, Dreams Bridal, Sunnyside, I think RC Bank. So if you just even want to give a cash donation towards this event to make it happen and help us pay for things so that all money coming in goes to the slide, we would greatly appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about Southwest Partners as well, as long as you're here. What are some things you're looking at maybe down the road?
So we're still working to finish the Safe Routes to School and get that blacktop. You know, when our schools consolidated, we realized we'd probably have some kids trying to go to the intermediate school on bike or by foot. And so that's been a great addition that Southwest Partners has worked with the school district to make happen. And we'd like to see that paved. There's some gravel there still. So that's a project we hope that will be finished very soon. And then there's a group of students and families that are interested in a skate park in our community. I visited Mount Horeb. They kind of have a same area that we're looking at, and they have a really nice skate park that looks appeasing. And I think that we would like to see that project for kids that just want to skate. Not they can't skate down our sidewalks. You know, there's regulations about that. And so I'd like to find a place for them in the future to go that's, you know, well lit, in sight, and a place where they can hang to if they prefer that activity.
You're always open for public input, I'm sure, as well, if somebody has a vision, right?
Yeah, I think that's what this is all about. That's what Southwest Partners is all about. We all come from different backgrounds, and I think that just because there's a project, it's not just for me. It's not just for Sheila. We realize that we want people to live here in this community and come to this community, and we're not all going to like the same things and activities, but it's a group of people that have listening ears and not afraid to tackle projects and realize that they're not all going to be just for ourselves. And that's what it's all about.
Are you still painting rocks once in a while?
Sometimes. The last time I painted a rock was the big peep hunt, the peep hunt rock. I don't know if you remember that around Easter time. I do clues for a week. I'm not very good at clue writing. I do need to improve that, but I kind of give it away after a few days. But I hide a peep rock, and it comes along with you can win a family aquatic center pass for the year. So people get into that if they're looking to get a family pass, and they usually find within a few days. And sometimes if I just need a little mental break, I'll break out my paint and paint a rock, but probably not as big as it was, but we still find ways to bring it back every once in a while.
I think, too, one of the things that they are working on is a new kayak landing.
Yes, for Southwest Partners.
Yeah, yep. For Southwest Partners.
Oh.
Because they are very good about maintaining. Dale Bender is, at those kayak landings to make sure that if they had some old ones and that they're looking to replace them. And I think they just had someone in memory of someone that is going to put one in that needed to be replaced. So I think they work a lot with Mark McCauley and Pine River Paddle and Tube to, just make this destination point.
Which one specifically, or just as far as a replacing one, or is it
I'm not sure which one they're working
yeah.
on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not positive, but I know it, they've been really working hard on it and putting it in, and I think they have really worked hard to make sure that they're also compatible for anyone with special needs, which is, very, very important. And I know, I think of my mom, who she lives at Richland Hills, and a lot of the people there, it's hard for them to get out and things, but they love, love, love to watch the kayakers and the tubers come down and they can go over there and they can watch them come down, the river. So that was such a big plus, because it not only was a plus for our community, but it was also for a lot of the people that are there, and just really enjoyed to watch the young kids and stuff and the basketball hoop that's over there now and things that the kids come over and play on that side of town. And, that was all started with working with Southwest Partners.
It's awesome you're doing things like that for the youth, because it's always been, there isn't anything for the young people to do, so you're doing something about it, aren't you?
Well, and I will put out just a caution, because if you're causing any type of mischief over there, I can guarantee you there's a lot of eyes on you.
Community watch.
Yeah, they have they're good.
I bet they are. Well, kind of take us through the order of events then again on Saturday, Liz.
Yeah, so the doors open at 7 p.m., and if you'd like to come in and just get a seat, there's seating too. We're not expecting everybody to stand all night. There's plenty of seating. Get your group of friends, sit around the table, enjoy some hors d'oeuvres, some light snacks, and the music will start then too. And then you'll kind of see the night just loosen up, especially after we play that first musical chairs game. We usually try to play one early on so people can, if they're new to this adult prom thing, they can see what it's about and then decide, I'm going to go for that second and third one. Otherwise, we have people walking around doing the 50-50 raffle. If you want to get up and look at the silent auction items every once in a while and put a bid on there. But otherwise, it's just a night of dancing and fun and hanging out with one another and feeling good.
People can go out for supper, Sheila, or have supper there at the Phoenix Center.
Absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to say about the musical chairs is I have seen where people will donate $10 to put someone else's name in that. And so then they have to participate. And that's a lot of fun, too.
So we surprise them when we call up their name to play musical chairs. Sure. I didn't sign up. Well, somebody signed you up. So
if you want to get even, that's the place to do it.
That's awesome. You could put you should do that with dancing, too. Bid $20 to see somebody get up and dance.
That's right. That might be a new game.
That's a new idea.
It's the Phil Knee dance game. I think we'll play that around 10 o'clock.
Yeah. People will be ready to go by then.
Yes.
So.
And we do usually put pizza out later in the evening, too. So there's plenty of things you'll find to eat, but I would encourage you to make it a special night and go out to eat. And some people have joked about some men, do I have to ask my wife with a promposal? And so they get into it, and I've even seen people selling their daughter's dresses on Facebook to try to say last minute call if you need a dress. But there's different places in town you can get a dress too. So,
and you've heard about people going all out with their costumes and their tuxes and the dresses.
Yes,
and
I've been sent some pictures already, just in excitement that they are ready for this masquerade theme. And I can't wait to see them walk through the door. And that's what this is about. It's about the fundraising, and it's about having an event in our community that somebody can look forward to. And you know, we do those things with Thunderfest, and it's a, you know, we want people to live here, we want people to have things to look forward to, and we're glad to support that.
You, of course, have a football family, so your little nephew is playing on Saturday.
Yes, my nephew Teague is in a very special football game, and I have a lot of family going to it. And unfortunately, I have to stay back to organize for this, but I can't wait to hear about it. We're super proud of him, and he's going to UW Whitewater in the fall, so excited to see where Teague goes.
Yeah, good luck to him on that as well. Yes. So, but you still have a date Saturday night.
I think
like.
So. Okay. I told my husband I'd leave his clothes out hanging, and I'll iron them for him, and if he shows up, I'd appreciate that. But he often knows that I'm running around these things, and sometimes I find him standing in a corner.
You can just like, hang him up at the door at the Phoenix
again.
Center, right?
Yes,
you can just get him on the
usually
way in.
Usually he finds a crowd to hang with, and that's it. You know, I've seen people say, I don't have anybody to go with, or, you know, do I have to have a date? You don't. You just come, and we'll find you, and you'll find a group, and it the dance floor is full. So don't let that stop you, and don't let it stop you if you don't feel like you have the perfect dress. Like I said, long dresses, short dresses, dress pants, just come feeling good about yourself.
Everybody fits in. Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Sheila?
I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody and seeing the costumes and who comes up with what, and I think it's just going to be a really wonderful evening.
Great. Well, I appreciate you both for your volunteerism, not only with this event, but all year long. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Sheila Troxell, Liz Perkins joining us on this portion of the morning show.